Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Happy Wednesday to you. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Kristen Lierley is here with us for the hour as well. Kirk Bankstead will be rejoining us on Wednesday mornings in a couple of weeks here. But we are talking today about primary election results from Tuesday, how they shape the ballot come November, and the very clear choices that are going to be brought to Wisconsin voters. About 28% of Wisconsin voters turned out for the primary election yesterday, higher than 4 years ago, but obviously still a lot more work to be done. And not just in the November general election, but let's not forget that next April, there will be an election for Wisconsin Supreme Court that will determine the control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court as one of the conservative justices is retiring. There are two progressive candidates and one conservative candidate in there. I can hear you already. I can hear you going, why are you talking about the April election now? Because you need to know. You need to know what's coming up next to be a good little citizen. That there are votes in November, but then you're going to be asked to think about what's coming up in April because control of these things is at stake. This November, control of the governor's mansion, control of the legislature. But Kristen, control even of assembly Republicans may be at stake because Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, narrowly fended off a primary challenge yesterday by a fellow Republican who is more in the Trump wing of the party. And Mike Gableman took the side of Voss's primary opponent, even though Voss hired Gableman to investigate, quote unquote, the election. So Robin Voss said last night that he's going to call a meeting of the Republican Assembly Caucus for next week. And ostensibly to look at, you know, having them terminate the contract of Michael Gableman to investigate the election. But I wonder if that meeting may instead turn into something, you know, that where Robin Voss emerges as no longer the Speaker of the Assembly. You're familiar with the Republican legislators in Northeast Wisconsin. So based on that, do you share my suspicion that there's a chance things won't go as Voss thinks they will the next time he gets in a room with all of his colleagues?
I don't know. I think this is a really important meeting to watch because this is another meeting that is going to help us understand how much power Trump still has in Wisconsin. Robin Voss is a very influential person and his caucus listens to him. And knowing the legislators, the leaders up here in northeastern Wisconsin, they've flip-flopped on Trump. So there are a few who are really in Trump's camp, but there are a few who were never Trumpers and then they were Trumpers and now they're not really Trumpers. So my gut tells me that they're going to stick with Voss, but that remains to be seen.
Well, and it in part because Voss, like any majority leader in any legislative body nowadays, controls the purse strings as far as how much, you know, campaign cash from, you know, some of the larger pots, how they will trickle down to individual races. I mean, and that's just a fact of life in politics today. So again, it's just, it is admittedly completely speculative on my part, but as soon as I heard that Voss was, you know, looking at calling a meeting for next week, I thought, well, you know, it could be that Gableman gets the last laugh. Again, maybe not likely, but the fact that the Republican Party is that divided, you know, tells you something.
Right. And I'm sure they're all going to put their heads together and think about what's the best thing for me personally. And with Robin Voss being so powerful in Wisconsin, I would be surprised if they turned on him. It would be great to get rid of Gableman.
Well, and that, again, that is probably the more likely thing. I think more assembly reps, Republicans don't want to look like they are still stuck in 2020. So they want to show that they are ready to move on. But, you know, still, you know, suspicious of election and integrity and things like that. And I guess just as importantly, they're not going to want to appear to be even more fractured as they head in November, because they obviously they all want Tim Michaels to, you know, be elected governor over Tony Evers. And if they appear to be at war with each other, that certainly doesn't serve Michaels well. I mean, Michaels will have his own issues. We started out the show with this and we're going to come back to it again, that, you know, Michaels is basically a Connecticut businessman who is running for governor in the state of Wisconsin. And I want to set this up by, you know, the original reporting on this was done by a right-wing news site, but one that, you know, did not favor Michaels to win this primary. Wisconsin Right Now was the one that, you know, reminded people that Tim Michaels has spent most of the last 9 years, you know, living between a $17 million estate in, you know, Connecticut and, you know, a penthouse in New York City. Kristen, you and I have lived out of the country. There's, you know, you've lived in Canada. I lived on Grand Cayman. Nothing to be embarrassed about on that. You can be upfront about that, right? It's just that we're not running for governor.
Right. Well, I mean, not yet, Pat. I don't know what your future holds. I mean, you know,
I will be your running mate.
A Kreitler-Lyerly ticket. I like it. No, you know, I think one thing that it really rings true to Wisconsinites is we love Wisconsin. Wisconsin really means something to us. And for someone to come from out of state and pretend that they get us, pretend that they're one of us. I mean, he stumbles all over the place when he's talking. He clearly is not one of us. So we as Wisconsinites have to make a decision about whether he actually represents us and has our best interests in mind, or whether Tony Evers, who is Wisconsin to the core, filled with common sense, kind and wonderful, is he the best guy? You can obviously tell. I know he is.
I think I have a feeling I know how you're voting come November.
No secrets.
But, you know, as Wisconsin Right Now said in its introduction, you know, not vetting candidates is how they ended up with Brian Hagedorn, who, again, is a true conservative, but not on the wackadoodle side. So folks aren't all that thrilled with him in some sectors. Kristen Lyerly joins us here. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitler. Back after this.